Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
Welcome back to the Soar to Success podcast. Each month, we interview the expert who's on the cover of our Soar to Success magazine that month. And today, my guest is the interview doctor, speaker and author, Catherine Burek. Welcome to the podcast, Catherine.
Hi, thank you so much for letting me be here, Pat. It's great to be here.
I am really excited for our audience to hear what you have to say. So why don't you go ahead and get started by telling everyone what you do, but then more importantly, why you do it.
I am the interview doctor. That's my business.
Okay.
It's also my passion. I help companies and individuals improve their hiring process so they can make a better career match. Each side has issues. That's what I've realized in my career. The system of bringing talent into companies is broken, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Hiring the right talent is the single most important thing a company can do to achieve their goals. They need to have the right person in the right place at the right time in order to achieve their company goals. So often that doesn't happen. It's not about placing ads or interviewing, although those are two important skills. Making the right career match from the company's perspective is about building relationships with talent and so that they can have them come in at the right time. And from an individual's perspective, making the right match is critical to life. It's critical to supporting their family and improving one's place in society. That's why I do it. I feel like Don Quixote sometimes, tilting at windmills to try to help this process improve.
Yeah. So how do you work with companies then? What do you do to help them improve?
With companies, we work on creating a process that begins with the end in mind. We begin by understanding what is the outcome that they want to have. And then we try to help them understand what kinds of skills and abilities are necessary to achieve the outcome that they're looking for. So we start at the very beginning. This is a place where most organizations don't start. Most organizations slap a job description out there and think that they are recruiting, and they are not. So we start with the end in mind, and we help them understand the process from a granular level. And in that way, it makes it easier for them to find the right candidates by understanding who is the right person, ideal person, to be able to achieve the goals that they want.
Mm-hmm. And then how do you work with the individuals?
Individuals are really where my passion is. That's how the business started. I work one-on-one. Sometimes I have small groups. I sometimes do workshops. But mostly I work one-on-one with individuals who are struggling to understand what's the right career, how can I find the right job for me, I hate my job, what can I do about that? So that's what I work with on them. It's very customized. We like to think of it as more than a resume. For a job search, it's all about understanding what you want, what's the outcome you want to achieve, and what are the steps that are necessary to achieve that outcome. So actually, you can kind of see from that description, I view both processes for individuals and companies as to be almost exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
There's an outcome. There are steps. The process can be improved, just like any business process.
So how do individuals find you and know that they need to work with you?
Well, I do a lot of blogging. I do a lot of writing. I do a lot of speaking. What I want to do is put myself in front of my ideal client. So
mm-hmm.
I blog and write on topics that are interesting to my ideal client. My ideal mm-hmm. client is someone who's usually process-oriented, because if they're not process-oriented, then this concept of improvement, of improving the process, will not appeal to them. So my ideal client
yeah.
is a process-oriented person who's probably at some stage in their career where they want to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
yes.
how I find them. I put
and so
myself in front of them.
Yeah, so you're a real thought leader in your industry then, aren't you?
I'm trying to be. That's my goal. That's my vision of myself in my business, is to become a thought leader, which will attract the people to me who I can help.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think you're well on your way.
Thank you.
So tell us how you got started in this profession.
Well, I come from a human resource background. I say that because that's the fact. It's not necessary, I think, to be good at my job. My mission, my personal mission, has always been to solve business problems with humor and creativity so that the organization or the individuals I work with are stronger. At a certain place in my career, I became frustrated with the strictures of corporate America. I know there are many people out there who feel the same way now today. And I decided that what I wanted to do was to start a business that focused on my personal mission, some of the ways that I saw were problems in the business world. So in my role as a human resource executive, I saw that the company's talent acquisition process was messed up. I saw that that was a common situation in businesses large and small. I thought I had a better idea. I started my business around individuals because it was the saddest thing to see these candidates come through my office not knowing what they wanted and certainly not being able to express themselves about what it was that they had to offer. Mm-hmm. I knew I could help that. That's how I started it.
Yeah, wow. That's great. And what do you enjoy the most about what you do now?
I love when an individual gets it. So funny. I started, I love it because then I know that it's just a few steps to having them achieve what they want. The easiest way to describe this is when I'm doing interview coaching. The Interview Doctor is the name of my business. Clearly that's how I began. It's an hour-long process. In 1 hour, I can help an individual change their life. And the aha moment comes at the 40-minute mark, almost always.
It's like clockwork, huh?
It's like clockwork. I look at my watch occasionally, and when I hit the 30-minute mark, I sort of evaluate where they're at. And then at the 40-minute mark, they'll invariably say something like, oh, really? Oh, my God, that makes so much sense. That feeling is like candy to me. That happens when I'm coaching in job search as well. And it usually job search or career coaching, and whether it's whether it's an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, there's a point in every single hour where they get the piece that I wanted them to get at that moment. And that's, I love that. Just love that feeling.
Yeah, that's great. Good. So you already mentioned that part of your vision is to become a thought leader. What's your vision for your company itself?
I want to expand my reach to help the most individuals that I possibly can in career coaching, career pleasure, their ability to find the right match so they can sustain their families. I also want to be known as a person who can help a company create a better job search process. Everything I do is focused on that very slender niche. I'm not a recruiter. I don't want to be a recruiter. I don't coach on many other things. This is what I want to be known as, and I want to grow my business to have the widest possible impact on the advantages that I provide.
Well, I know that you are an extremely talented, out-of-the-box, creative thinker, and in fact have spent the majority of the last 5 years living on a boat and developing your business and working your business and getting everything done that you need to get done. And I know you were there with your husband on this boat, and I just wonder how you lived for 5 years on a boat with your husband without killing him.
It's funny, Pat. There's a couple things about this concept of living on a boat. First of all, as a consultant, I can live anywhere and do my work because my work is mostly done virtually on the telephone. I like that part of my business. And second of all, I love adventure. And I want to take on challenges that that make me cringe at first, because I love that feeling of saying, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
So we moved on the boat in 2012 on a boat, and for the most of the last 5 years, except for a period of time in 2014 when we changed boats and we were land-based for a year, we lived together, my husband and I, and in the beginning we had a dog, and now we have our cat on the boat. We live that way, and women almost always want to know how I avoided killing my husband. Men, it's crazy. It's always the case. And men, they don't care about that at all. But men always want to ask about whether we meet pirates and whether we have a gun. And let's dispense with that. We never met pirates except for once in New York City when we had an intruder. And we do not carry a gun on the boat because it doesn't make sense to us, to me anyway. My husband and I, after 5 years of living together in less than, you know, in 500 square feet, we developed a kind of a grace and respect with each other that I was completely unaware of. It has deepened our relationship. I have so much respect for his ability to run a boat, to manage a boat, to navigate. I am the navigator. I make sure we get from point A to point B, but he is the one that has to take the responsibility. So we have a great deal of respect for what each other can do. We also give each other a lot of space. We purposely had a boat with two bedrooms, not for separate sleeping, but I always needed a place to hide, a place to go where I could be separate and he could be separate. So we give each other space and we give each other respect. And that has deepened our love and relationship. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that is just fantastic. Plus, I understand that you do a great deal of speaking, and you were able to accomplish that and figure out your schedule and make that work during that whole time, right?
Yes, I did. I probably have about, on average, I average about 40 or 50 speaking engagements a year, split between corporate speaking engagements to groups or to corporate workshops, and then individuals where we do a lot of giving back to the community by speaking to job seekers groups. I was able to fit those usually in about the same week so that I could group them. And while I was traveling, I would be able to come back to wherever it was that I was speaking. Oftentimes it was in Ohio to accommodate the speaking schedule.
Mm-hmm.
That was easy.
Yeah.
I also do a lot of writing, and the writing is easy to do on a boat. Very, very easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you've written a variety of books, so why don't you share with us all of the books that you've written and who they help?
I've written 3 books for job seekers. They are called The Job Seeker Manifesto. Mm-hmm. And in this Job Seeker's Manifesto are 3 books, The Job Search Marketing Plan, Declare to the World How You Will Find Your Next Job. Resumes 3.0, which is built around job search tools like resumes and LinkedIn. And Tell Me About Yourself is the 3rd book, which is where I share my secrets to that interviewing process that I described that only takes an hour. Crazy.
Mm. Great.
And I also have ebooks and articles and tip sheets and for individuals and companies that are interested in this job search process.
Mm-hmm.
I've become kind of known for my LinkedIn abilities. I use LinkedIn a lot, and I've even been doing some speaking engagements on how to use LinkedIn for entrepreneurs. I've done several of those. They're really exciting. Got one coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I have a client right now, an individual client, and he's a marketing fellow, and he has a website. And I recommend this for many executives, especially folks who have portfolios that they can share, is to have your own website. It can be linked to all of these other peripheral social media services just as a way. It's another way to expand your social media presence, to optimize your keywords so that you can be found. This fellow had that website for a number of years. He and then he lost his job. the website. In the meantime, while he got so busy with his regular job, he didn't keep it up. And so now that address is associated with a dead website.
Yeah.
So you need to have some base that's central, that is something that you control, that you keep up to date, and you link it to everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And that is really interesting about keywords. The other day when I saw you, when you came in for filming your Biz TV Shows episodes, you mentioned about keywords for LinkedIn. So can you just give a little tip about that, just as a side here?
Well, there is the secret inside LinkedIn is that to optimize your profile, even for an all-star profile, your keywords need to be mentioned at least 20 times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean that you write it out, you know, coach, 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 or marketer, 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 marketer. You just have to explain yourself inside your profile enough that you've used at least 3 or 4 or 5 of your keywords 20 times.
Mm-hmm.
And that will maximize and optimize you. You'll be found more.
Wow, that's amazing. And so even in the things that are hidden, like publications where you have to expand to open it up, do the keywords that are in those things that it have to be expanded, do those count?
Yes.
Yes. Okay,
and
good.
Yes. And articles that you write are searchable. They count. The Biz TV videos that I post out there, they count to optimize my portfolio. So when we talked earlier about how do I get in front of my ideal client, I talk about things that the ideal client would use, would be interested in, and I use my keywords that I think the ideal client would be searching for. And by using those keywords so many times in my profile, it is easier for my ideal client to find me.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for giving us that little LinkedIn tutorial there.
Sorry.
I think that'll be great for people. So, Catherine, one of the things that I ask everyone that's on this podcast is to talk about the top 3 traits that you look for in individuals. So when you're working with someone who's looking for a job and you're coaching them, what are the 3 traits that when you see those in a person, you know for sure that they are going to be successful?
I look at it in terms of the process, because everything I do is about process. The 3 traits, they have to know what they want very specifically. If they know what they want, I think that's the first step.
Okay.
Folks that flounder usually don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
The second trait that I think is that they have to be organized. They have to have the right tools in their toolkit, whether it's for their career advancement or for their job search. They have to have the right tools. So that requires that they are organized.
Mm-hmm.
And the third goal is they have to be results-oriented, the third trait. They have to set goals to make it happen, whatever it is. They have to set goals. The goals can be anything they want, but they have to have a goal. Otherwise, for a job seeker, they will resort to submitting applications, which is an ineffective methodology.
Yeah,
so
right.
the three goals are know what you want, be organized, and be results-oriented.
Excellent.
Great. Does that
Thank
make
you.
Sense?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for that. So how can people reach you? What's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Well, my email is Catherine@interviewdoc.com. My website is interviewdoc.com, my website. And you can always call me at my business phone number, which is 330-495-2337. But most people reach out via email.
And they can also go to your LinkedIn profile.
That's right. Thank you, Pat. They can go to my LinkedIn profile and connect with me on LinkedIn. We also have a very active presence on Twitter and Facebook. So that we can reach people wherever they are hanging out. LinkedIn is my number one source, though. I'm on LinkedIn every day.
Mm-hmm.
Love to connect with people.
Excellent. Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today to be on our call. It really was so informative for people to hear and be inspired by what you're doing and the creativity that you experienced for those 5 years of really, you know, being a consultant and living your passion, and, you know, while you were, I guess, passion both ways, personally and professionally, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my, and then, you got to have passion, and you got to have a sense of adventure, because life is too short.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success
absolutely.
Podcast.
Well, fantastic.
For more insights
Thanks so
into
much
growing
for
your
time
business
today, Catherine.
Or improving
Great.
Your quality
Thank
of
you,
life,
Pat. It's been my
visit
pleasure.
SoarToSuccessMagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success Podcast on iTunes.